This is Zach Weiss here at ESPN Gainesville. I'm here with head coach of the Hawthorne Hornets and former Gator Cornelius Ingram. Coach, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
How do you feel about where your team is at right now, three games into the season, compared to where you want them to be beyond just the 3-0 start?
Well, honestly, I think we looked a lot smoother on offense. My brother's back. He had COVID, so he missed the first 3-4 weeks of practice. The offense looked a lot smoother. We kind of got in the rhythm. So I'm pretty pleased, but I know we have a whole lot out there that we can offer. There's so much more that we can do on the offensive side of the ball, on the defense side of the ball. We'll continue to get stops. I'm not worried about that, but there's so much this team can do because we have so many guys who can play. So our opportunities present itself in the future where we'll move on and play, you know, bigger teams and have an opportunity to showcase what we can do. I'm just proud of my guys, the way we responded after that kickoff return. Their crowd got into it, and we answered the call right away. So that's what kind of team I am, man. I got a lot of confidence in these guys. I feel like, you know, they can do everything. Again, I have a dream job, man. I get to wake up and coach kids I know, kids I love, being from the community. It's priceless. I got to be honest, it's priceless. So we'll continue to grow. We'll continue to get better, and these kids are very coachable, so the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a fun team to coach tonight. Mm-hmm. Junior running back Brian James probably had his best game of the season. Three touchdowns, pushing 200 yards. Mm-hmm. Really, really impressive from the junior. What do you have to say about him tonight?
He ran hard. He ran hard. I challenged the offensive line maybe after our second possession on offense. And I told him we were playing soft up front. And, you know, they took it personal. They opened up some lanes for Brian, and he hit him hard. So he's a tough runner. He has some things to improve on, but he ran the ball well, and I think that kind of kickstarted our offense and what we wanted to do. We were able to play both quarterbacks. Both quarterbacks were able to, you know, display their talent. So, man, this team is fun to coach every single day. I got a great group of kids. We had a great community, great fan base came out tonight to support us on the road. So it's extremely fun coaching these kids every year. And I know for sure, man, I don't think I can ever retire from this, you know, because I really have a dream job. So we got a lot to improve on, and the kids know it, so they'll be ready to practice on Monday.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach. Finally, before I let you go, I got to ask, Alabama UF tomorrow. Let me know. What are your thoughts? What's it going to look like?
I feel like we're going to pull an upset, man. You know, a lot of people are counting us out. I feel great about our quarterback situation over there. I know Coach Mullen, he'll do what's right for the team. And, you know, both of these guys are different quarterbacks, but they bring something different to the table. Kind of same with us as well. You know, and I'm not comparing myself to Coach Mullen. Absolutely not. But, you know, you kind of have to play both of them. We'll play some great defense. We'll be solid. And hopefully our home field advantage can help us out. And I think we should be able to rely on our crowd. It'll be a fun day for college football. So I know the guys over there are excited to play. I'm going to watch my nephew play down in Lakeland, so I won't be able to go to the game, but I'll definitely have it pulled up on my phone. Absolutely.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.